USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that the U.S. will add to its donation of COVID vaccines to the rest of the world, adding 20 million more doses to the country's commitment. The president said that over the next 6 weeks, the U.S. will send 80 million doses of vaccine overseas. It's unclear, though, which countries will be receiving the shots. Former President Donald Trump will return to the political spotlight next month when he speaks at the North Carolina State Republican Convention on June 5th. His last significant public speech was at the CPAC convention in February. And the national average price of a gallon of gas has reached its highest point in the last 6 years, as supplies in parts of the southeast remain scarce, even as the Colonial Pipeline resumes normal operations after being shut down by a ransomware attack. The national average was $3.04 on Monday, jumping 8 cents over the last week. Prices are expected to remain higher ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A wildfire continues to burn in the mountains near Los Angeles. Lance Pry reports.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California, gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. At least one water-dropping helicopter from Ventura County had been helping with the firefight. LA Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. The Palisades fire has been deemed suspicious. Arson investigators identified one individual who was detained and released. Investigators then detained a second suspect and were questioning them Sunday evening. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
One of the individuals questioned about the blaze was arrested later on Monday. Los Angeles Fire Department officials say the man was detained Sunday and was being treated for smoke inhalation, but did not release the suspect's name or any further details about the investigation. About 500 firefighters are trying to control the blaze that is currently 23% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a Monday phone call that he would support a ceasefire between the two parties, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, believes the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas. He tells Newsmax TV that the organization had previously been constrained by the policies of the Trump administration.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis. So that's, I think, the primary part of it. But look, when we were in office, we sent a message loud and clear to all of Israel's enemies that when Israel is attacked, there will be no handcuffs, no restraints that we put on Israel. We will allow Israel, we will encourage Israel to defend itself by itself as it is necessary to defend its own citizens. And I think that message was heard loud and clear by Hamas, by Hezbollah, by others. And I think there was a certain amount of restraint we saw over the last 4 years. The last 4 years were four of the quietest years over the last 3 or 4 decades. So I'd like to think that our policy helped that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.